يعني أنا أتوقف هنا حتى إن شاء الله عز وجل أشرح هذه القضية. نعم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للشيخ حفظه الله ورعاه. Again, of course, by thanking Allah سبحانه وتعالى, praising Him, sending the peace and salutations upon the Messenger صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And as it proceeds, the best of guidance is the guidance is the best of words or speech is the speech of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the worst affairs are newly invented ones, and every newly invented affair is a innovation, and every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. So it proceeds that the Shaykh said he will begin with the fiqh issues and speaking about them in a summarized fashion, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this sincerely for his cause, for the sake of Allah alone. And with that being said, the first thing we begin with is water, the different types of water, al-miyah. And the first type is al-ma' al-tahur, the pure water, tahur. We'll consider tahur here as being clean or pure, free of impurities. And this water, that is tahur, it is water that is within itself tahir, within itself clean, pure, and mutahhirun li ghayrihi, it is purifying to other than it. So the first element, or the first category of water, is the water that is tahur, that which is within itself clean and pure, and that which cleans and pures other than it from najasat, the impurities, and from the different elements that come into it. So this is the first category, and it comes from the water from the sky, the rainwater, whether, you know, it could come from the snow or the sleet or whatever comes down. It comes from the water that comes from the ground, from the wells in the ground, from the geysers or whatever they are that come from the ground, like in the waters that are in the ocean, the waters that are in the water from Mat Zamzam water. These are all types or categories of the purifying water, Mat Tahur. These are the different types that are naturally, yani, from this type, from this category. The other type is al-ma' al-ajin, or al-ajin. And it is the water that has sat down, this is another category of water, and this is the water that has been in one place for so long that it changed. It changed in its smell, or it changed in it just changed slightly, smell or color or something. And this is the water that might have been mixed with, maybe he said, maybe from the leaves of the trees. So sometimes the leaves, they get into the water container or whatever. Maybe it soap has mixed with it, or something else, in which it caused it to change a little bit. But this that it mixed with, it itself is tahir as well. So the water itself, that whatever it had mixed with, that caused it to change a little bit, or from being in a container for so long, that which made it change is in itself pure and tahir. And this is the category he's about to proceed into. Now,
هذا النوع الماء الآجن الذي يتغير طعمه ولونه بطول المكس أو بمخالطة الطاهر، يعني يصعب أن يصان عنه أو ينفك عنه كورق الشجر والصابون والدقيق، هذا يدخل جملة هذا النوع الماء الطهور، أنه طاهر لنفسه مطهر وأنه مطهر لغيره. كذلك المياه التي تتغير في آنية الجلد والنحاس ونحو ذلك، هذا لا يخرج به عن وصف الماء. كذلك ما تغير بالسمك ونحوه من بواب البحر، هذا كل هذه الأنواع التي قلناها من جنب بعرف ما تغير في آنية الجلد، يعني بطعم الجلد ورائحة الجلد أو النحاس. كذلك ما يتغير بالسمك ونحوه من بواب البحر، يظل طالما أنه يتناول اسم الاسم الماء أو يتناول اسم الماء المطلق، فإنه يظل في دائرة ومسمى الطهورية. وفي ذلك نصوص عديدة من هذه النصوص، أن النبي عليه السلام اغتسل وميمونة رضي الله عنها من إناء واحد في قصعة فيها أثر العجين، يعني النبي عليه السلام اغتسل وميمونة من إناء واحد في إناء كان فيه أثر العجين. أثر العجين الآن أعطى لونا، يعني أثر بنسبة لكن ضئيلة وقليلة جدا في هذا الماء، لكن من ينظر إلى هذا الإناء يقول هذا ماء ولا يقول هذا عجين، يعني نسبة العجين نسبة ضئيلة وقليلة جدا. لكن حينما يسأل الإنسان ماذا ترى في هذا الإناء، يقول أنا أرى الماء ولا يقول أنا أرى العجين. فالقاعدة أن كل شيء، كل ماء خالطه شيء طاهر مباح، فظهر فيه لونه وريحه وطعمه، يعني لون الشيء الذي خالط، يعني مثل زعفران، مثل المسك، مثل العسل، مثل ماء زهر كما يقال، كل شيء خالطه ظهر فيه هذا اللون والريح والطعم، لكن لم يزل عنه اسم الماء، لم يزل عنه اسم الماء. فالوضوء به جائز والغسل به للجنابة جائز. وكل هذا يعني برهان ودليل قوله تعالى فلن تجدوا ماء، وهذا الآن ماء سواء كان الواقع فيه مسكا أو عسلا أو زعفرانا مثلا أو يعني ماء الورد أو ماء الزهر، وقع فيه ماء الورد أو ماء الزهر. لكن إذا قال الناظر إليه، إذا قال هذا ماء ولم يقل مثلا هذا ماء ورد ولا ماء زهر ولا هذا مثلا مسك، يعني بحيث أن الكمية لا تفقد الماء اسمه، هذا كله يعني لا يخرج الماء عن مسمى الطهورية. وهنا لك حديث عديدة أن النبي عليه السلام توضأ كما في حديث عبد الله بن زيد رضي الله عنه، يقول عبد الله بن زيد رضي الله عنه أتى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام فأخرجنا له ماء في تور من صفر من نحاس، من النحاس الجيد، فتوضأ إلى آخر الحديث. الخلاصة أن النبي عليه السلام توضأ يعني مما هذا الماء موجود في ما يسمى بالطست، وكذا مصنوع من الصفر وهو النحاس، النحاس الجيد. فلابد يعني أن يترك آثارا، أن يترك يعني هذا النحاس أن يترك آثارا يعني في الطعم مثلا أو اللون. كذلك الجلد، يعني الجلد حينما يكون فيه الماء قد يكون فيه شيء من الطعم، ولكن هذا لا يخرج الماء عن مسماه، يعني أنه ماء. لكن لو كثر مثلا فيه يعني كمية من اللبن بحيث من رأى من يرى يقول هذا لبن، إذا هذا خرج عن دائرة الطهورية، خرج عن دائرة الطهورية. لكن لو وقعت كمية قليلة من اللبن، كمية قليلة في كمية كثيرة من الماء ونظرنا يعني أثر فيه تأثيرا يسيرا جدا، فلا نقول بأن هذا يعني لبن، نقول هذا ماء، فما زال مسمى الماء فيه فهو قد حافظ على طهوريته، يجوز أن يتوضأ الإنسان به ويجوز كذلك أن يغتسل من الجنابة. نعم.
Shaykh Habibullah wa Raha, he went on to continue concerning this category of water. We explained al-ajin, and it is what has changed whether in smell or color or taste from being in a container for too long, in one place for too long, or because of another fahir, another thing that is pure itself as well, but has mixed with the water. This type of water is the ajin. And we said maybe it mixed with some of the leaves of a tree. Maybe it mixed with some soap. Maybe it mixed with some, some oats or wheat or whatever. And it's in the water. And these things, these other things as well are pure, and they mix with the water. Now, they might have changed the color or the smell of the water, right? So, the rule concerning it is if the amount is not enough to change it from being water, then it is still a purifying, it's still water that is purifying and pure within itself. Meaning, if the amount that mixed with this water did not overcome it till the person said, okay, this is no longer water, this is now something else, it turned into something else. This is the rule. The person looking at it looks at and sees the water and says, this is still water, still considered water, then it is still water. But if it has so much of the other thing in it, regardless of what that is, as long as then it has changed its attribute from water to something else, to maybe tea, if there's tea in it, or it changed itself from water to there's a lot of yogurt, and now it has become yogurt. So this is how that goes. Now, that's the rule. That's kind of the general rule concerning water and its changing. So it's depending on the observation of the person. Is this still water, or is it water that there is something in? Is it water that a leaf fell into? Or is it water that has been in a container too long, but yet it's still water? Or is it water that there is some wheat grains in there, but it's still water? You see? And this is the difference. Or has it changed? Is it something else now because of what is in it? So, we have, for instance, the water that sits in the leather pouches. A leather pouch. It's going to change. It's going to change the taste of it slightly, or the smell. You know, it will have an effect on it. Likewise, maybe water that was put in a container of copper or metal of sorts. This, too, will have a different taste or different smell. It will change somehow, yet it is still water. So it's still water that is permissible for you to make wudu with, to make ghusl with, to purify with, because even though it changed slightly in that fashion, it's still water, and that which, you know, of course, these things are all pure, whether they're the leather or the metal, these are pure things as well. And it has not left It has not left the category of water, has not left the attribute of water, put it that way. So it is still considered ma, water. طيب, and from this, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he and al-Mu'mineen Maymuna radiyallahu anha made ghusl from a container or from one vessel together. And within this vessel there was some leftover of al-ajin. There's some ether. There's still remnants of al-ajin. And al-ajin is dough. So now there's still some effects of that dough on this vessel or container that they bathed in. Yet it was still water, you know, even though there's some remnants of it, there's dough. So it's kind of like there's some dough in the water, but it has not changed into dough. So when you look at it, you don't say, oh, that's dough. You say, oh, that's water. It has something in it. So that's the rule concerning that. And in this case, it is still, like we said, water that is considered pure within itself, purifying to other than it. So it is pure water, tahur. And from it is, for instance, something gets in the water, asal, honey. Maybe there's honey, there's some sugar drops in the water, there is some, it's water of lakes or oceans, and this fish changed the smell or the taste of the water. Rose water, for those that know the rose water, ma' al-wad, maybe there's some rose water in it as well, you know. But the person, when they see it, they say, oh, this is still water. You know, yeah, the fish were swimming in it and they changed the smell a little bit or the taste, but it's water to them. Some honey maybe got in it, or there's some honey mixed with it. It's still, but they consider it still water because it's the amount of water considered to the amount of everything else or whatever else is in it overcomes it. So it is still water. It's the majority of what's in there. And it's still considered water. But for instance, maybe there's a whole lot of yogurt in the vessel and there's a little bit of water, but the yogurt is so much that you'd say this is just watered down yogurt, for instance. It's water with it's yogurt with a little bit of water or like that. So now it's turned into yogurt, and that's not permissible for you to make ghusl and wudu in and purify yourself with. See? So it's the amount of water in comparison to the amount of whatever else has come into it. And so the rule is, again, when you look at it, is it water or is it that other thing, something else? And we said there was the hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd from the Messenger, that the Messenger radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to them. So we took out for him a vessel from Sufr. And sulfur is a type of high-quality copper or metal, and he made wudu with that to the end of the hadith. So he made wudu with this, from water that was in a container that was made of copper. And, of course, that's going to have an effect, a slight effect on this water, yet the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam still considered it to be pure and fine. And it is permissible in that situation to make wudu and make ghusl and purify yourself. And that's the rule. So, once again, we'll repeat. As long as water is still considered water, and whatever has affected it is the minority, or it's not enough of an amount to actually change the attribute of this water into something else, or it turns into a juice or a drink or different something else. It's no longer water. It's now tea or it's now yogurt or it's now something else. As long as that doesn't happen and it's still considered water and the water is the majority of what is in there, then this is what is permissible to use, and it is still in the category of water that is pure and purifying to other than it. Now,
وكذلك الماء الذي خالطته النجاسة ولم يتغير طعمه أو لونه أو ريحه الماء الذي خالطته النجاسة ولم يتغير طعمه أو لونه أو ريحه. يعني إذا الماء خالطته نجاسة من النجاسات لكن نظرنا في هذا الماء فلم يتغير طعمه ولا لونه ولا ريحه فهذا يعد طهورا. يجب التوضؤ به والاغتسال من الجنابة. وفي ذلك أحاديث كثيرة من هذه الأحاديث. أن أبا سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو يقال له إنه يستسقى لك من بئر بضاعة. بئر اسمه بئر بضاعة. إنه يستسقى لك من بئر بضاعة وهي بئر يلقى فيها لحوم الكلاب والكلاب نجسة. المراد أن الكلاب نجسة والمحايض جمع المحيض والمراد هنا دماء الحيض. يلقى في هذه البئر لحوم الكلاب والمحايض وعبر الناس وهو الغائط. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الماء طهور لا ينجسه شيء. إن الماء طهور لا ينجسه شيء يعني طالما أطلقنا عليه اسم الماء فلا ينجسه شيء. حتى هذه لحوم الكلاب والمحايض وعبر الناس لا تنجسه ما دام يطلق عليه اسم الماء. يعني ما تغير طعمه أو لونه وريحه فيطلق عليه اسم الماء. فهذا الماء الذي خالطته النجاسة يعني ما زال يحكم عليه بالطهورية. وفي هذا الحديث الآخر إذا بلغ الماء قلتين لم يحمل الخبث. القلة هي الجرة الحقيقة. والمراد هنا كثرة الماء. المراد كثرة الماء يعني إذا كثر الماء لم يحمل الخبث. فمعنى ذلك أنه لا يظهر فيه لون أو طعم أو ريح نجاسة. معنى ذلك أنه لا يظهر فيه لون أو طعم أو ريح نجاسة فما حمل الخبث. فإذا كثر الماء ووقع فيه بعض النجاسات التي لم تغير طعمه أو لونه أو ريحه فهو ماء طهور كما قلنا. يعني ما دام يطلق عليه اسم الماء من رأى من بعيد ما وجاء مثلا نظر إلى هذا الماء وسئل ما هذا يقول هذا ماء. لكن وقع مثلا وقعت نجاسة في ماء بحيث تعفن وخرجت رائحة مثلا النجاسات منه لا يقال بأن هذا ماء. لكن لو كانت النجاسة قليلة بحيث أنها لم تؤثر في طعمه أو في لونه أو في ريحه والناظر والرائي يقول هذا ماء وبذلك يجوز التوضؤ منه كذا وكذا الاغتسال. والنصوص يعني في ذلك كثيرة. يقول الزهري رحمه الله لا بأس بالماء ما لم يتغير ما لم يغيره طعم أو ريح أو لون. خرجه البخاري يعني معلقا مجزوما به. يعني معنى المعلق أنه ذكره من غير يعني سرد الإسناد. لكن البخاري رحمه الله إذا ذكر هذا بالجزم قال فهذا يعني أنه ثابت أنه إيه ثابت. على كل حال هذا موصول يعني في بعض الروايات الأخرى كما ذكر الحافظ الفتح وشيخنا الألباني رحمة الله على الجميع في مختصر البخاري. حتى لا تكون بلبلة نحن نكفي أن نقول يعني قد ثبت عن الزهري الأخوة بارك الله فيك أخي الكريم. يكفي أن نقول ثبت عن الزهري أنه قال لا بأس بالماء ما لم يغيره طعم أو ريح أو لون.
نعم. حفظه الله ورعاه. He went on to the next category of water. It is water, الماء, that is mixed or has mixed with something that is najis, impure. It is water that has mixed with some of the najasat, some of the things that are impure. And it did not change in attribute, meaning it did not change in smell, in color, or taste. So, it is water that mixed with some of the najasat, impurities, but did not change in its smell, or color, or taste. This water is permissible to use, and it is still considered water. It is permissible to use for al-wudu and al-ghusl, and it is still pure and purifying. So, again, it goes back to that. It goes back to the general rule: is this still water or not? So, when something has fallen, maybe something fell into this water, it's impure. Is it still considered water, or other than it has been changed to the point that it is no longer water? It is just, you know. And when it is something that is impure, again, if it changes in one of these three things, in its smell, in its taste, or its color, then now it becomes not permissible. But as long as it didn't change, then it is still fine. For instance, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it was said to him that they are getting for you water from the well of Buba'a. And this is a well in which the people of that area used to throw their dead dogs in it, or the meat of the dogs. And of course, this is najis. The dog is najis. It is impure. And they used to pray, they used to throw al-mahayib, the women's the women's blood, you know, the blood that comes from their period. They throw that away, or whatever they used to clean themselves with, and they threw it into the well. Of course, this is impure. And the people used to throw into this area as well the people's, after they went to the bathroom, that's where they would go throw that. They would go throw their dirt there. From the bathroom. So, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that water is pure. Nothing can impurify it. Meaning, again, that water is pure. Nalma'a tahur. Nothing can impurify it. Nothing can make it najis. لا ينجسه شيء. That means it's water, as long as it's still considered water, then it is still considered pure. Okay, so as long as this is still water, it is still pure. Nothing can make it impure. That means as long as it's still water that has not changed, with all this that has been put into it, did not change in its color, did not change in its smell, it did not change in its taste, then it is still water and it is still pure, because none of these attributes change within it due to these impurities that were thrown on it. None of that changed, so therefore it's still water and therefore it's still pure, and nothing can make water impure. Now, when one of these things changed, or one of these things do change, then this is a different story. So this is the meaning of the hadith. As long as it's still considered water, didn't change these three attributes, then we still use it to make our wudu, and we still use it to make our ghusl, and it is pure. And from it is the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that water does not hold khabath, does not hold that water that is over al-qullatayn, that is past two qullatayn, two qullas. And al-qulla, the sheikh says, in reality, it's a jarra, and this means it's a large container, a large vessel. Then it does not hold impurity, right? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that water is over qullatayn, does not hold impurity. This means that water in large amounts does not hold the impurity, does not become najis. Why? Because it's in huge, huge amounts. It's very large in comparison to whatever might be dropped into it. So as long as the water is not overwhelmed by the impurity, by the dirt, whatever it is that is thrown into it, then it is still considered water, and it's still pure, and you could still make ghusl and wudu with it. When it does change, it's a different story. So the meaning of that hadith is that the water is so much that no matter what you throw into it, it's not going to do anything. And that's considered, yeah, and again, that goes back to the majority of this being water and not changing anything. Now, it has been authentically narrated from Az-Zuhri, and he says there is no problem with water. There is nothing wrong with using the water until it changes in its taste, its smell, or its color. And this is something we use. This is a text that we use concerning an evidence for what the Sheikh Hafidhullah just said. I did miss a small part in which he said so concerning the water. Say, you brought somebody from afar to that well of that the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was talking about, for instance. And you said, what is this? He says, it's water. He just looks at it, he says, it's water. It tastes, smells, and looks like water, and so it's water. And this is kind of how you, that's the litmus test for what water that is purifying is, and that it can be used for wudu and ghusl. Now,
كذلك من أنواع هذه المياه الماء المستعمل. الماء المستعمل ماء طهور سواء تودي به أو اغتسل به وما شابه ذلك، وضوء، اغتسال، أي شيء آخر يشابه هذا، لكن بشرط ألا يستعمل في إزالة نجاسة. الماء المستعمل سواء توضي بهذا الماء أو اغتسل به وما شابه ذلك ما لم يستعمل في إزالة نجاسة. وهنالك أدلة كثيرة على هذا، من ذلك حديث بئر الرضاع السابق الذي مضى معنا، أنه يستسقى لك من بئر الرضاعة، وهي بئر يلقى فيها لحوم الكلاب والمحايط وعذر الناس، فقال عليه السلام إن الماء طهور لا ينجسه شيء. فهذا يعني يدل على جواز الماء المستعمل. كذلك الربيع بنت معوز رضي الله عنها وصفت وضوء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، فقالت إن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مسح برأسه من فضل ماء كان في يده، يعني بعد غسل اليدين إلى المرفقين، هذا الذي يظهر أنه بعد أن غسل يديه إلى المرفقين لم يأخذ ماء جديدا. هذا الماء يعني أثر الماء الذي كان موجودا من غسل اليدين المرفقين مسح به يعني رأسه عليه الصلاة والسلام. فالماء استعمل في بعض أعضاء جسده الشريف عليه السلام، ثم استعمله واستخدمه لمسح رأسه. هذا من أدلة على جواز الماء المستعمل. كذلك حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه حينما لقيه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو جنب، قال فأخذ بيدي فمشيت معه حتى قعد، فانسللت فأتيت الرحل، يعني هرب إلى المكان الذي يأوي إليه، يعني سل وذهب إلى المكان الذي كان فيه أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه، فاغتسل، قال فاغتسلت ثم جئت وهو قاعد، قال عليه السلام أين كنت يا أبا هر؟ فقال له يعني كنت جنوبا فكرهت أن أجالسك وأنا على غير طهارة. فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان الله يا أبا هر، سبحان الله يا أبا هر، إن المؤمن لا ينجس. إن المؤمن لا ينجس. الذي يعنينا من هذا الحديث قول النبي عليه السلام إن المؤمن لا ينجس. إن المؤمن لا ينجس. طالما أن المؤمن لا ينجس إذا خالطهما فالماء يبقى على طهوريته ولا يكون نجسا. يعني لو كان استعمل هذا الإنسان هذا الماء وغمس يده مثلا في الماء وتوضع منه ثم جاء رجل آخر فله أن يتوضع وجاء الثالث ورابع وهكذا لأن المؤمن لا ينجس فالماء يبقى على طهوريته. لذلك يقول ابن قدامة رحمه الله ولأنه ماء طاهر لاقى محلا طاهرا كالذي غسل به الثوب الطاهر. هذه الخلاصة أن الماء المستعمل سواء توضع به أو اغتسل وما شابه ذلك ما لم يكن ذلك في إزالة نجاسة فهو يحافظ على طهوريته. وهناك أدلة كثيرة وفيما ذكرت يعني يكفي إن شاء الله عز وجل. نعم.
Sheikh Habibullah, he went on to continue concerning water that has been used, so from the water that is used, it is permissible, yani it stays tahir, it stays purifying or pure, as long as it is not used to clean a najasa, clean something that is impure. So, as long as this water is purifying or cleaning something that's already pure and good, then it's fine. And if it's cleaning and purifying something that is impure, then you don't reuse it. So, from this is the dalil for this, of course, is the dalil from before concerning the well. They say, Ya Rasulullah, they're going to get you something, the water from the well. And this well, they had in it in certain najasat, except that it was still considered water because it was just so much water in comparison to what was thrown in it. It didn't affect it at all, so it's still considered water, and therefore it's still pure water. And from this is the hadith of Rubayyah bint Mu'awwid radiyallahu anha. She said concerning the wudu of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and her description of it. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wiped his head with water left over on his hand. Yani as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making wudu, he did his arms, he washed down his arms and hands. Water left over. He didn't use new water. What he did was wipe his head in water. He didn't get any new water. He used used water. And likewise, the hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, he said, I was on janaba. This time I was not, he was junub, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him and took him by his hand and walked with him until the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat down. Abu Huraira said, so I snuck away, went to my place, I made ghusl, and I returned, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting still in the same spot. And he said to him, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where were you, Abu Hir? Where did you go? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu replied, I was a junub, Ya Rasulullah. For lack of better terms, it is considered, we'll say impure, but this is because this is English, and so it is not like he's najis. Anyway, the impurity, the junub is the impurity that comes from having relations with your wife, waking up, or what have you. This is the state of janaba. So he was in the state. radiallahu anhu. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he asked him, where were you? He says, I was junub, and I hated to have to sit with, I hated to sit with you while I was in this state. So I went and made tahara, bathed myself and purified myself. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Subhanallah, ya Aba Hir. And does the, and it, the Muslim, mu'min, nothing can make him impure. Nothing can make him najis. This is the hadith of Abu Huraira concerning that. Because this means, as long as what is... Now, this means that the person, the mu'min, he is pure within himself. And this leads up to making wudu from a person making wudu, and then somebody coming and using that water of his wudu and making wudu with it, and then somebody coming and using that water from the first two people till the end. This water can be used on continuously by the believers, by the person.
Hold on.
Now, by the person making wudu, because it has not, you know, it's cleaning something that's pure already, not cleaning a najasa. And it is like one of the scholars said, I believe it was Ibn Qudama, that is tahir, that met something that is tahir. Something tahir, not, already cleaning something else. Or this is kind of the basic rule. Continue to use it, the water is still pure. So, water that is used is permissible as long as it is something that is pure, that is cleaning, and it is not permissible if it is something that is impure, that it is cleaning, it is not permissible to reuse it. In summarization, what chapter? Water has been used. Now,
القسم الثاني من أقسام المياه الماء الطاهر غير المطهر وهو ما خلطه طاهر خلط هذا الماء يعني ماء طاهرا فغير اسمه أو خلط هذا الماء الطاهر شيئا يعني نوعا آخر وهو طاهر كذلك لكن غيره عن مسمى الماء يعني مثل مثلا صبغ الصبغ أو الخل أو ماء الورد إلى آخره خالط هذا الماء فتغير اسم هذا الماء لكثرة هذا الذي كثرة هذا المضاف يعني كمية من الصبغ كثيرة أو من الخل أو من ماء الورد أو ماء الزهر أو المسك أو العطر أو المرق مثلا أو الحبر فبالتالي أثرت وغلبت على الأجزاء على أجزاء الماء فسيرته يعني ذا يعني ذا مسمى آخر مثل كما قلنا فصار يطلق عليه المرق أو يطلق عليه يعني مثلا الخل أو يقال عنه هذا ماء ورد بدلا من أن نقول هذا ماء وهنا طبعا هذا الصنف لا يجوز الغسل وبه ولا الوضوء لكنه لا ينجس الإنسان إذا لامس بدنه أو ثيابه فإنه لا ينجسه لكن هذا لا يجوز الغسل به ولا الوضوء لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول فلن تجدوا ماء فتيمموا وهذا لا يقع عليه اسم الماء حينما ينظر الإنسان يقول مثلا هذا مرق أو هذا حبر أو هذا كذا فهذه هذا القسم هو طاهر في نفسه في ذاته لكنه غير مطهر فلا يجوز أن يغتسل به الإنسان ولا يجوز أن يتوضأ ولا يجوز له يعني أن يزيل به نجاسة لأن النجاسة لا تزول أصلا به ولا يتحقق الوضوء ولا يتحقق اغتسال الجنابة وهنالك يعني بعض الآثار في ذلك لكن هذا خلاصة هذا الأمر هذا القسم الثاني. الثاني الماء الطاهر يغير المطهر، ما خالط المطهر غير اسمه حتى صار صبغا أو خلا أو ماء ورد أو غلب على أجزائه فصير رومة حبرا أو طبخ فيه فصار مرخا، فهذا الصنف طاهر في نفسه غير مطهر لغيره، لأنه خرج عن إيش؟ عن مسمى الماء، فلن تجد ماء فتيممه. من يرى يقول الله لا ماء ورد ولا خل بطبخ مع زهر هذا حبر وهكذا. نعم.
The next category is considered is the water that is pure, but not purifying. So, water that is pure but not purifying, and it is water that has mixed with other things, other pure things, such as maybe dye, maybe it mixed with some. So it may be mixed with certain dyes. It changes its color. It's maybe mixed with, if you know the rose water, the rose water. Maybe mixed with ether. You know, perfumes. Maybe it was mixed with ink or what have you. So what it did was it changed a part of the water, whether it changed its smell or its color or its taste. It changed something within this water that now this water is not considered mat. It's not just water anymore. Rose water. Oh, it's ink. Now it's colored, you know, red and green, whatever, water. But it's no longer water in its state of being water. You don't look at it and say, oh, this is water. Rather, you say, oh, this is ink, and this is that. So it is water that has mixed with something that is fahim, that has changed one of these three attributes, smell, color, or taste. Now, so this is not permissible to make wudu with it, nor ghusl, nor to purify yourself with it. Why? Because now it has changed from considered water to something else. And the dalil that we're given is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you do not find water, then make tayammum. You see? So make tayammum, afwan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you don't find water, and that's the point, that it has to be water, and that this is water, something that did not change from these three attributes. Everything else, you don't consider it mat. You don't consider it water, you consider it something else. Right, you consider it ink or rose water or what have you. So it might be. So it is within itself, for instance, it is something that's pure. It's not an impurity, right? Yet, even though it is impure, it is pure within itself, right? But it is not permissible to purify yourself with it. This water is pure, yet it's not permissible for you to purify yourself with. And that's how that goes. That's the bottom line on that, as the Sheikh said. And so, for instance, it is something that it was what you cooked with. It has turned into soup of sorts. It's turned into stew. The water now is not water, right? It's something that you use as a mixture for what you want to attain. So now you mixed this with that and you made ink. And now you have ink. You don't have water, even though your water was used. Maybe it is something fell into it, right? And it changed its color. Now it's that. It's not water as it should be. So all of this in the end is not water. So how does this work? It is pure in itself, but it is not purifying to other than it. It is not permissible to use it to take away the najasa, the impurities, and it will not be sufficient to make wudu or ghusl in it. No. نعم شيخنا.
هنا ملاحظة الله يكرمك أستاذي. بعض العلماء ما أدري إن رأيت أن تتكلم الأخوة بهذا لم يقر يعني الحقيقة التقسيم بهذه الطريقة. قال الماء الطهور الماء النجس ونحن اعترضوا، لكن هذه القضية عبارة عن قضية اصطلاحية يعني حقيقة من باب الإيضاح والبيان لا مشاحة في الاصطلاح. إن شئت أن ترى يعني ممكن ما يلزم أو يلزم شوف أنت المناسب، وعندي تفصيل في الرد على هذا الاعتراض. يعني على كل حال القسم الثالث الماء النجس. الماء النجس لا تغير بمخالطة نجس، يعني عندنا ماء طهور أو ماء طاهر فجاءت نجاسة وغير طعمه أو لونه أو ريحه، فهذا لا يجوز التطهر به، أصبح هذا الماء نجسا بعد أن كان طاهرا أو طهورا. الماء الطهور أو الطاهر إذا خالطته نجاسة غيرت هذه النجاسة طعمه أو لونه أو ريحه فهذا أصبح نجسا ولا يجوز التطهر به، كما قال شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله الماء إذا تغير بالنجاسات فإنه ينجس بالاتفاق، يعني إجماع من العلماء على نجاسة هذا الماء إذا تغير يعني طعمه أو لونه أو ريحه بنجاسة. إذا تغير طعمه أو لون أو ريح هذا الماء بنجاسة فقد أصبح ماء نجسا، لا يتوضأ به لا يغتسل به لا تزال به النجاسات.
نعم.
أخي الكريم الله يكرمك، هذا آخر نوع عندي من الآن، وعندنا تفصيل فإيش رأيك نتوقف عند عنوان النجاسات.
ماشي الحال ماشي. أنا إن شاء الله
طيب هذا من جانب، والجانب الثاني أني قد أضطر إلى أن أودعكم الآن، يعني أنا عندي بعض الضيوف والله أريد يعني أرجو المعذرة من جانب. ومن جانب آخر أخ حمدي ما أدري ممكن يعني في هذه الأشياء مسجلة حتى نستفيد منها.
حمدي هذه
غير مسجلة عندكم؟
أنا أسأل إن شاء الله. حمدي are these recorded these lectures؟ طيب كأنه راع على صلاة يصلي صلاة الظهر. أنا أظن إنه هذا مسجل شيخنا، لكن سأسأل الأخ إذا إنما يعود.
أيوه أنا مسجل حتى نستفيد، لأنه عندي تذكرة نزل بالموقع ونزل على هذه الدروس المترجمة.
نعم.
يعني بعد أيام إن شاء الله سوف أفعل يعني موقع عند.
نعم.
سوف الموقع ممكن ننزل يعني هذه الدروس عليها مترجمة، فما أدري إيش رأيكم؟
والله هذا طيب إن شاء الله. أنا أؤكد على الأخوة إنهم إذا أنا بتوقع الدروس مسجلة، لأني سمعت بعض الدروس المسجلة من قبل لكم على موقعهم، إن شاء الله
نعم
تستفيدوا منها. شيخنا أنا بس كنت ملاحظة مشان أتجنب الموضوع الخلاف، أنا رايح أسميه الماء اللي تنجس.
نوع الأخير؟
نعم أنا رايح أترجمها الماء النجس، ترجمه إنه الماء الذي تنجس عشان أتجنب.
يعني هو الذي تغير بمخالفة نجس، يعني يعني أن تغير النجاسة طعم هذا الماء أو لون هذا الماء أو ريحه.
طيب إن شاء الله. بارك الله فيك
وفيكم. بارك الله. سلمنا على أخوة الأحبة ونرجو المعذرة ونسأل الله أن يوفقنا وإياكم كل خير إن شاء الله. نلتقي يوم موعدنا على نفس الوقت بإذن الله.
نعم الأسبوع الجاي. جزاك الله خيرا.
ماشاء الله بإذن الله.
بارك الله فيك.
الله يكرمكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. The next category of water is water that has changed by mixing with something impure and that has made it impure. يعني in Arabic it's ماء النجس, right? But there's some of the ulama have had something to say about they don't like that title, najis, because water doesn't become impure or what have you. So we'll say water that has changed an attribute due to mixing with an impurity, a najasa. Therefore, it became itself impure and not permissible to use. But this is the last part of the types of water that the Sheikh has. And it is water, again, that has changed in color, in taste, or in smell, after mixing with something that is impure, to make it change into like that. And as the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, water, if it changes because of najasat, impurities, then it itself is najis. It itself is impure, bil ittifaq, in concession. And everybody accepts this fact. And likewise, has come in Subul Salam that Ibn al-Mundir said that the ulama have come in consensus upon that the small amount of water or the large amount of water, if the impurity falls into it and it changes and it has the power, it has such an effect to change its taste or change its color or change its smell, then it is najis, it is impure. This means this type of water is not permissible to make your ghusl nor your wudu with. Now the Sheikh ended here, and inshallah next time he will enter into an-najasat, the impurities themselves and what they are. There's really nothing much after this to say. I'm not sure if the brothers are back from their salah, their prayer. If not, subhanak allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum.
You have $11.47 remaining. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now.